Welcome, splendid viewers. We're very glad you could be with us for another episode of Golden Age Technology. Today, we'll be exploring M-Government, or mobile government, an exciting new trend that is facilitating the way people and their leaders interact with each other. The M-Government solution is an extension of what has been called e-government, which is the delivery of government services over the internet. M-Government technology allows representatives to provide valuable services to the population at large via their mobile phones. This method of delivery can make life much more convenient for people and boost their participation in the affairs of their local communities. M-Government offers different ways to access government-created information and data, and is a channel for citizens to provide feedback and information to those representing them. M-Government solutions are especially useful in developing countries, where people are more likely to have access to a mobile phone than to a computer with an internet connection. Can you guess what percentage of the world's population has a mobile phone? The International Telecommunications Union estimated that at the end of 2008, there were 4 billion mobile phone subscribers across the planet. In other words, 61% of the world's population has a mobile phone. 1 million new people sign up for a mobile subscription plan each day, and 85% of this growth is coming from developing countries. Low-priced handsets provide an easy entry point to a host of communication options and information for people. According to a report by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, 80% of small businesses in Egypt and South Africa rely on mobile phones to operate daily. Some of the benefits of M-Government technology include a reduction in cost to the state of providing services. For example, bus timetables need not to be printed on paper, and the authorities can disseminate information to a vast population within seconds. M-Government is also convenient for citizens and does not always require access to the internet. Many of the new M-Government solutions rely on the short message service, SMS, feature of handsets. Users can send an SMS message to a certain telephone number and receive information in reply, or even use SMS to relay information to the government itself. Now let's take a trip around the world to see M-Government in action. We start with Europe. In the spiritual land of Hungary, tickets for the national motorway can be purchased simply by sending an SMS to a special number. The message must contain the car's license plate number and also the desired duration of the ticket, for example, 1 day, 1 week, or 1 month. The money for the ticket is then deducted from the user's account balance with the phone company. After the initial message is sent, an SMS comes back to the phone, requiring the person to confirm the purchase by replying igen, which is yes in Hungarian. What a wonderful service that saves people time and even lessens the burden on the environment. Since the ticket is electronic, there's no wasted paper and everything is stored securely in the mobile phone. No more glove boxes full of paper tickets for Hungarian motorists. In the Mediterranean, there is a tiny European island full of friendly people called Malta. Although this country is small in size, it is rapidly moving forward in the M-Government field. The leaders in Malta are already delivering an impressive range of M-Government services, with even more in the pipeline. Residents can get information about renewing their license from various government agencies and can receive exam results. Some of the projects planned for the future include notifications of job vacancies, bus schedules and urgent messages regarding the need for blood donors. M-Government is having a positive effect in the area of public health in England. In the London Borough of Southwark, the National Health Services is taking action to curb the recent spread of measles. Parents are being reminded by short message service, SMS, to bring their children for measles, mumps and rubella immunisation, and are also being advised of new measles cases in the child's school. The texts are sent based on a cross-check with medical records and thus are conveyed only to those adults whose children have not yet been immunized or who are due for a booster immunization. Nicholas Christou, practice manager at the Hambledon Clinic, stated, "We know mobile phones are used by a lot of our patients, so text messaging is an effective way to communicate with them." In 2007, beautiful Estonia became the first country in the world to allow people to vote in elections via the internet. Approximately 30,000 Estonians utilized this speedy option. Those voting were required to have access to a computer, an electronic card reader, and a microchip-enabled identity card. This wonderful step forward allowed for busy people to vote quickly and still have time for many other responsibilities. For the 2011 elections, Estonia is taking voting to a whole new level and will allow people to vote via their mobile phones, thus making the election process even easier. The SK Certification Center will issue a free microchip for a citizen's handset, which will enable them to vote in this convenient manner. The microchip verifies the identity of the voter, thus making the system safe. The new option will be a boon for citizens residing in rural areas and for those with a disability that will prevent them from physically going to a polling station. If you have a hard time making up your mind, this new mobile phone voting system is for you. It will give one the option to re-vote and choose a different slate of candidates right up until the polls close. We'll take a short pause now. When Golden Age technology returns, we'll take a look at how some other countries are getting involved in m-government, the wave of the future. You are watching Supreme Master Television. Thanks for joining us again on Golden Age Technology. We are discussing m-government solutions, which are ways for governments and the populace to interact via mobile phone. We just visited Europe, so now let's head off to Asia. The lovely country of Singapore has also made extensive use of the technology by allowing the population at large to access a whole range of important information on their mobile. Via SMS, one can get reminders from the library that books are due, access weather information, receive flight information, be notified of such matters as passport renewals, and be alerted of new government-sponsored flats for sale. The communication is by no means one way. Again, through SMS messaging, a Singaporean can let the National Environmental Agency know of public facilities that need cleaning, or environmental issues that need to be addressed. Such services can save the government money by enabling maintenance and safety work to be performed in a timely manner, thanks to the cooperation of the people and the use of their phones. One of the most interesting ways SMS has been used by the Singapore government is to facilitate matchmaking. Singapore has a declining birth rate and thus has a great interest in upping the numbers of its citizens getting married and starting new families. As such, there is a state-sponsored matchmaking service which provides program participants with 40 free SMS messages to contact other eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. Paying one's annual income taxes can be a bit of a chore, with much paperwork involved and perhaps the necessity of making a visit to the post office to send in a payment. In the Philippines, m-government has been taken to the next level. Those owing approximately $200 or less in taxes may make their payment to the Bureau of Internal Revenue via their handphone if they have Globe Telecom, a mobile operator, as a provider. The system is fairly simple. One goes to a Globe Telecom agent and purchases what is called GCash in the amount of the total owed, which is then credited to the subscriber's account. Next, dropping off a tax return at a revenue district office is required. Finally, the taxpayer sends an SMS to a designated number, with the needed information, which will cause the amount of the taxes owed to be deducted from one's GCash credit. Information Technology Powerhouse India is also combining the convenience and ease of mobile phones with tax payments. In the commercial hub of Mumbai, taxpayers can text a number to buy a prepaid card of the value desired, called an ITZ card. A separate number is then texted with the transaction number of the ITZ card to pay the amount due to the taxing authority. In the nearby city of Pune, a trek to the local government office to view one's property tax bill is no longer a necessity. Texting the property number in question and the code EAA is all that is required, and the tax owed will appear on the screen of the handphone. Pune Municipal Commissioner Pravin Singh Padeshi stated of the service, "The online billing facility is already there, but we wanted to reach all sections of the society, and mobile is the best medium to do so. Wow, what novel solutions which turn the mundane exercise of paying taxes into a breeze." We now jet off to North America to see how M-Government is working there. When newly elected United States President Barack Obama was sworn into office on January 20th, 2009. It is estimated nearly 2 million Americans went to that nation's capital of Washington, D.C. to witness the historic ceremonies. As one can imagine, with so many people converging on one place, coordination is key to ensure everyone's safety and to minimize issues with the transportation system. Organizers of the inaugural event sent text messages to attendees, letting them know of closed subway stations, weather conditions, train schedules, and even provided suggestions on where to stand for the presidential parade. Congratulations to President Obama and the organizers for such a clever idea to make that special day in January that much more memorable for well-wishers through their mobile phones. Now we head north to the wonderful nation of Canada to see how M-Government is functioning there to the advantage of the Canadian people. Many Canadians live along the border with the United States and often cross over for shopping or for meeting friends and family. With a web-enabled mobile phone, taking the trip to the other side can be made much easier. Users need only visit wap.gc.ca or www.gc.ca to access a host of services. For select custom office locations such as Ontario, Manitoba, New Brunswick and so on, one can check on the website approximately how long the wait will be at these border stations before passing through. Similarly, travelers can find exchange rate information from the Bank of Canada and utilize a handy currency converter. Business people can look up information on Canadian businesses with which they may wish to partner. The portal holds such valuable information as company names, addresses, contacts, products, services, key international markets, and direct links to corporate home pages. We have now completed our brief tour showing how M-Government has been implemented in some places around the world. With the popularity of mobiles, it is very likely that governments everywhere will continue to use this channel in order to better serve the people. It has been fantastic having you with us today for Golden Age Technology. Please stay with us for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. We'll see you next time.